Experiment to separate my and I. Realization of the true self results in separation from my.
Dada, what technique or method is there by which I can come to know my real self?
I is the elemental form, Vastu Swarup, and my is a circumstantial form, Sanyogi Swarup. The circumstantial form and the elemental form are always separate. I is the natural elemental form. I is God and my is Maya, that is illusion. Everything that falls under my is an illusion. My is all Maya. My is filled with all varieties of Maya. The moment you say my, you are under the influence of Maya. Whenever you say my, you become attached to whatever you refer to as my. I therefore attaches to my. My cannot attach to I. My is relative to I. I is the only independent form. Everything that falls under my is alien and not related to the self. The body, that is Pudgal, which is cosmic flux of input, that is Puran, and output, that is Galan, also falls under my. In the relative world, you have to say my, or this is mine. But from within, your internal understanding should be, it is not really mine. When a person achieves this understanding, nothing bothers him. There is nothing wrong in speaking this way, but from within, one should decide what really belongs to him. If a policeman makes an inquiry at your house and asks, whose house is it? You will have to say, it is my house. But from within, you should have an understanding that it is not really yours. It is the inner understanding that makes the difference. The real I has no possessions. My is the relative department, and it is a temporary state. While I is the real department, and it is the permanent state. I can never be temporary. Therefore, of the two, you need to pursue I.
असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
सेपरेट आई एंड माय.
If I tell you to separate I and my with a separator, would you be able to do so? Do you not think it is important to separate the I and my? Sooner or later, you will have to know this. Separate I and my. Just as there is a method to separate curd and whey, there is a way to separate the my from the I. At the moment, do you identify with the my? Is the I alone? Or is it with my?
Dada, my is always there.
What are all the things that fall under my?
My home and all the things inside my home.
Are all of those things yours? To whom does the wife belong?
She is also mine.
And these children?
They are also mine.
And this watch?
That is also mine.
And these hands, whose hands are these?
They are also mine.
Then you will say, my head, my body, my feet, my ears, my eyes. All these parts of your body fall under my. But then, who is the person that is saying this word my? Who is the one that says, all these things are mine? Have you ever thought about that? When you say, my name is Chandulal, and then you turn around and say, I am Chandulal. Do you not think there is a contradiction in this?
Yes, I think so, Dada.
You are Chandulal right now. In this Chandulal, there is both I and my. They are like the two railway lines of I and my. They always run together, yet they are always separate. They are always parallel and never become one. Despite this, you believe them to be one. This is due to the ignorance or unawareness of your true identity. Having understood this, separate the my. Keep all that comes under my to one side. For example, my heart. Keep your heart on one side. What other things do we need to separate from this body?
The feet and all the sense organs.
Yes, the 5 gnanendriyas, organs of perception, and 5 karmendriyas, organs of action, and everything else. Furthermore, do you say my mind or I am mind?
We say my mind.
Do you also not say my intelligence?
Yes.
And my chit, that is the component of inner vision and previous knowledge in the mind?
Yes.
Then, do you say my egoism or do you say I am egoism?
My egoism, Dada.
So, even egoism is not a part of you. By saying my egoism, you will be able to separate that too. But you are not aware of other components that fall under my, and that is why you are not able to make a complete separation. Your awareness has limitations. You are aware of only the sthul, that is the gross components, beyond which there are sukshma or subtle components. The subtle components also need to be separated, after which there are 2 more levels of subtlety. Sukshmatar, that is subtler, and sukshmatam, that is subtlest, which also need to be taken away. Only a Jnani Purush is able to achieve a separation at these intangible levels. Is it not possible to separate the two? If you keep on deducting my from I at every step and at every level and put all the things that fall under my on one side, then what will remain?
The I.
That I is precisely what you are. And that is the I that you need to realize.
After such a separation, am I to understand that whatever is left over is who I really am? Is that the real I?
Yes. Whatever remains after the separation is your real self. I is the real you. Should you not inquire about this? Is this method of separating the I from my not simple?
It appears to be simple, but how are we going to make the separation at the sukshmatar and sukshmatam levels? Without a jnani, this is not possible, right?
Yes, that is what the jnani purush does for you. That is why I separate I and my with the jnani's separator. What do all the teachers of our scriptures call the separator? They call it Bhed Gnan. It is the science, that is knowledge, of separation. How are you going to take away the my without this science? You do not have the precise knowledge of what comes under I and what comes under my. Bhed Gnan means I am totally separate from everything that is mine. It is only through meeting a Jnani Purush that one acquires this science of separation. Is it not simple once the separation between the I and the my is made? Does the science of self-realization not become simple this way? Otherwise, in this day and age, one can go on reading the scriptures to the point of exhaustion and still not attain self-realization.
Dada, we need someone like you to help us understand all this, do we not?
Yes, it is necessary. Unfortunately, meeting a Gnani Purush is very rare. In fact, it is indeed an extremely rare occasion when a Gnani Purush comes into existence. At such a time, you need to seize the opportunity and acquire self-realization from him. There is no charge for this. It does not cost you anything. Furthermore, you can attain this separation from the Gnani within 1 hour. Once you have acquired the knowledge of the real I, everything has been achieved. This is the total essence of all scriptures. If you want material things, then you will have to keep the my. But if you want to become liberated, then you will need to relinquish ownership or surrender by means of understanding only everything that falls under the category of my. Surrender all that is mine or my to the Gnani Purush, and you will be left with only the I. The realization of who am I is associated with the loss of my. If my becomes separate, then everything is separated. The state of belief of I am and all this is mine is defined as jiv-atma-dasha. A person with this belief prior to self-realization is a jiv-atma. The belief, I am and all of this is not mine, that is an inherent understanding that comes about as a result of self-realization, is the state of paramatma-dasha. Everything associated with my are obstacles on the path of liberation. Once my becomes detached from the I, everything becomes clear. The realization of who am I is spontaneously associated with the loss or detachment of my.